Okay, good morning. We are
Straight?
Okay. We are discussing Dinei Of, Tahor, kosher birds, Siman Pei Bet. Okay, Aleph. Simanei Of Tahor. The characteristics of being a kosher bird, lo nitparesh min haTorah. The Torah doesn't tell us. Ela mana minim temeim bilvad. It only lists the treif, non-kosher species of birds, ushaar minei ha'of mutarim. But besides the ones that are specified as treif, all other birds are kosher. V'haminim ha'asurim arba'a v'esrim ha'amura ha'amurim b'tara. But the 24 that are treif, those are listed in the Torah. So you open up a chumash, you'll see what they are. Parshas Shmini and Re'eh. Okay, let's... We're going to continue bet. We're going to see what the simanim are. Just happens to be here. I'm more interested in this at the end, at this siman, but it's here brought down in the Shach. Interesting. It has serious ramifications. The Shach quotes the Maharshal, who writes, it's in the Yom Shel Shlomo, that Mikol Makom, Im Talmud Chacham Me'id Al Of Shemekubalhu Shetahor, the Talmud Chacham testifies that he knows that this is a kosher bird. So then, Ne'aman, we trust him, and it even trumps issues of Mesoret. So that's the, we'll save this for later. And again, Halacha Lemaisa, it's a question. It's a question, how far do we take the necessity of Mesorah? Okay, let's continue to Bet. Okay. Bet. Komi shehu baki beotam minim ubemishmot ubeshmotehem. So anyone who is an expert with knowing what the birds are, right, their names and characteristics, harei ze ochel kol of she'eino mehem. So go ahead. You can go in the field and you can find any bird you want and go ahead, eat. Shecht it and eat. It's not a problem. Ve'eino tzarich bedika. And there's nothing you need to even check, right? Again, we mentioned this before, there is a mitzvah, at least according to the Rambam, to know the halachos, to, when you eat them, to check for the simanim. That's one interpretation, that's the real simple pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan has more one, that it's really telling you there's more of an iser ase on eating treif. But anyways, okay.
What do these words mean?
One of the 24. If you know what are the 24 treif birds, then you are welcome to eat all others. Now you have to make sure that, you know, they're not part of the same bird, not just a different breed, because every species or every of the one of the 24, they have a family, they have cousins. Really the 24 is more than 24, but okay. Ve'inu tzarech bedika ve'of tahor ne'achal b'mesoret. And, but to eat a kosher animal can be eaten, of course, with a mesorah that you know is kosher. V'hu shiyeh davar pashut, be'oto makom shezeh of tahor. But what does it mean to have a mesoret? You have to know, you have to know in this place that this is what in of tahor is. V'ne'eman tzayad lomar of zeh hitirli rebi hatzayad. And you can just go to any hunter, and you trust the regular community, you trust the regular hunter, right, the catcher of birds, the shechter, and he says, this is fine. This is what he has a mesorah from his Rebbe or from his expert catcher, and that's good enough. Again, we mentioned the Yom Shel Shlomo that, of course, if it's something that's, you know, by the chief rabbi of a city, per se, then there is, or a big rav, then it could even trump mesorah. V'hu sheyuchzak oto tzayad shehu baki b'minim hatemeim amurim b'tara b'shmoteim. But you're just trusting to trust a random expert. You have to know he's a real expert who really knows really well which are the 24 temeim. All right, so that's not really so relevant halacha l'maisa to trust your bird catcher. Mi she'eno makiram ve'eno yodea shmoteim bodek b'simanim. Now let's say you don't know, you don't have anyone to ask. So Shulchan Aruch writes, based on the Gemara, you go, you check their simanim, the characteristics, and then you can eat, right? Even without a masara. Kol Of Shehu Dores. So any bird that is Dores, we're gonna learn what that means to be Dores. Do we have a good translation of Dores? I don't know. Birds of prey, they're usually called. You trample or attack with their feet and their nails. Okay, but we're going to come up with a list of explanations in the Rishonim what Dores means lahalacha. Okay, so if you find a bird that is Dores ve'ochel, and that's how he eats, he's Dores ve'ochel, ve'yadua shehu miminim ha'tameim. So then you know that for sure that's one of the tameim, and it's for sure treif, you can't eat it. Bim'eino yodea im Dores im lav. What if you don't know if he's Dores or not? How do you know? You're watching him for a few minutes. Everything looks fine right now. Im kishema amidim oto alchut, cholek et raglov, shtei etzpaot lakan, v'shtei etzpaot lakan. So this is already one sign of being Dores, is when it sits on a string or a piece of wood. You have it on some kind of a pole, whatever it stands on. And it puts 2 feet on one side, 2 toes on one side, and 2 toes on the other. Okay? So then you know that that's a Dores, a bird that's Dores. That's one of the main characteristics. O shekolet min ha'avir ve'ochel biyadua shehu Dores. Or an animal that it's standing, a bird, right? Talking about birds. A bird is standing or sitting, and then it sees food, flying food or whatever in the air, and it quickly just jumps up or extends itself and it grabs it while it's in the air and eats it on the spot. So that's a case, because normally a kosher bird is going to put it down on the ground and then eat it. A Dores will just take it straight from the air and continue to eat it from... Yeah, chocolate with its mouth. Shekolet min ha'avir, that's what it means. It's a mouth, grabs it in the air, and it eats it right away. And then you know it's a Dores. Now that's not it's probably not an exact definition of Dores, but it's a siman that it is Dores. Okay? I have a list of 8 explanations of Dores. I'll say them in a moment. Most of them are definitions of Dores. Some of them are just signs that it's Dores. Okay. V'im... You know what? I'll just say them right now. So what is Dores? According to the Ran, it means it takes its toes, its claws the animal, and with its nails or toes, it injects toxins, like a hawk. So that's one explanation of Dores. Another one is brought down and also in the Ran, that it repeatedly strikes its prey with its nails and toes, to wound it, and then just keeps on striking it with its nails. That's an example is an owl. Okay, the Torah Tamima explains it's when it throws its prey to the ground and then sinks its nails into it in order to eat it, like a secretary bird. Rabbeinu Tam says it eats it alive, like a gull. Rashi says it lifts the prey with its nails from the ground to its mouth. That's from the, that's like a Malayan parakeet. Can't read my own writing. Okay. So anyway, I got a lot of this from that book that I sent the picture out. Presrowski, whatever the name is, who wrote it. Okay, so that's Rashi. So it's using its nails to eat it from the ground to its mouth. Tiferet Yisrael says that it's pressed its feet and its nails on its prey while eating to make sure it doesn't move around. Normally a kosher bird will just eat it, doesn't use its feet at the same time. Then we know the next two examples, chulin is, right. So we just said them in here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 signs from chulin, nunhei, where it says it catches it in the air. Now he points it out in the book that there is an example that does this is a pelican. But he does point out there is a kosher bird, technically, if you're flying in the air, if the bird, you, the bird is flying in the air and it eats it while it's in the air, that's not a definition of Dores. Definition is Dores is when it's resting on the ground, and then while it's in the air, it goes out of its comfort zone of resting to jump up in the air to grab it, to eat it while it's still in the air, not bringing it back down. If it's already flying in the air, that's not necessarily a problem. It gives an analogy in that sefer. Well, it's kind of like if you're eating at the table and you're sitting at the table, and as you're eating, you jump up from the table and grab food from the waiter. It's not very polite. Anyway, the other one that's also mentioned there in Chulin is what we just mentioned. It just has two toes in the front and two toes in the back around its where it's sitting on. And a woodpecker is an example who does that. Okay. Oh, and I left out from the Tiferet Yisrael an example who holds it down and eats it without moving at the same time, so the food stays stationary. That's a vulture. Okay. It's fine. So let's continue back in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. V'im yadua she'eno dores. So if you know it's not dores, and I guess you watch it for long enough, you know that it's not going to be, and it doesn't do any of these things, so then it's yadua she'not, it's not dores. So then, still, how do you know? Yesh shlosha simeni tahara. Now, there's also three signs of tahara. Now, they don't all have to have. It's interesting. The simeni tahara is learned out from the Torah. That's the bird in the Chumash. And it has all of these three simanim, and it's not dores. That's the Torah. But it lav davka, these three are not exactly 100% mean it's kosher or treif, okay? And the simane of the tame bird is, we learned it, the paradigm is a nesher. Just by the way, a nesher, we don't really know what a nesher is. Some often call it an eagle. I think it's Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's in Tosfos or Rashi. Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam or in Tosfos says it's not an eagle. Whatever, it's a question based on, I'm not going to get into all the details, but a griffin vulture. So it might be a griffin vulture or a vulture. It might be a woodpecker. That's another possible pshat I've seen. Right. So the Gemara says a nesher is Milashon Asar, the king of all birds that flies above all birds and it swoops down to eat. A vulture certainly makes the griffin vulture. Okay, vulture, griffin vulture. It's unclear exactly what it is, but it's very possible that that's what it is. Okay, let's go on. So fine, where are we? So the three signs of Simanei Tahara is an etzpa yetera. It has to have an extra toe. What's an extra toe? So there's three possibilities. It means, Rashi says it means it has a one of the toes is higher than the others. You have, let's say, three lower toes, for example, and one higher toe, and it's called a spur. It's much higher and it's short. Okay, that's one pshat. Another pshat that Rashi gives is it's not the higher little spur, but it's a back toe. You have three going forwards and one going backwards, and the Ran says the third one. Third pshat is it's an extended middle toe. You have three main toes in the front, and the middle one is much longer. Now again, it's unclear exactly what Chazal had in mind. All right, we just see it's a machlokas. And again, these three are not, it's not like Malay Gera, and it's not like, it's not 100%. Okay, fine. Let's keep reading. So that's... No, so that's the point. It does not need all three to be kosher. It can't be a duress. Duress is 100% make or break, but the other threes are not. If it does it once, I think that's it. Again, if it's one bird out of the entire species that does it once in a lifetime, it learned from a bad from its neighbors, that doesn't necessarily ruin it. Okay. Etzba Yisera, probably doesn't. Etzba Yisera, v'zefek, or it has a zefek. Now, zefek, by definition, that's kosher, means it's like a sack used for storage. Right? Along the esophagus, before it gets to the gizzard, or the korkoban, it's stored over there also. So kosher birds do have a zefek. The kurkabano niklaf biyad. The third sign is a kurkaban that it's a niklaf easily, or at least with your hand, that's for sure. It has to be where you take the kurkaban and you can peel the muscle away from the membrane with your hands, with your fingers. You don't have to use a knife or anything like that. Okay. La'afuke im eino niklaf ela besakin. Okay. And right, if you need to use a knife, then you don't qualify. Right? So just if you want to characterize, there's two simanim that are you can see from the outside and two that you need to dissect the bird that are on the inside. The zefek and the kurkabans on the inside. You recognize the toes, or if it's deres, from looking at it from the outside of the animal. Okay. Haya chazak umedubak v'nicho b'shemesh v'nitrape v'niklaf b'yad. Hare ze siman tahara. It's still okay. It's still a siman tahara for a kurkaban, even if it takes you a little bit of heat and you stick it outside in the sun, and then you can peel it apart, that's fine. As long as you don't have to use a knife. Once you know it's kosher, you can use a knife if it's easier. V'afal pi sheyesh lo shlosha simanim elu. Even if it has these three simanim, ein la'achla, you're not allowed to eat from it, because it could still be a treifa. Again, these are not bona fide three simanim.
Lefi she...
No, you misunderstood me. These are three simanim, but they're nothing more than suggestions. It doesn't mean it's kosher, doesn't mean it's treif. If it has all three and you know it's not dores, it'll be kosher. But you need to have, then you need all three and you have to know it's not dores. You could be a kosher animal and only have one. If you have a bimisoret, exactly. Or you know where are the 24 treif ones are. Okay. Okay. So then, even if it has three simanim, you can't eat it. Because we're afraid maybe it was dores, or is a dores. Ela im kein yesh lehem mesoret. You have to have a mesoret for birds. Shemasru lehem avoteyem shehu tahor. Because you have to have a mesoret at the end of the day to make sure. The Rekanti, in the Sefer I mentioned, Rekanti also points out, talking birds is another suggested sign. It's not brought down here, but it's the Rekanti brings it. Only of, what do you think?
Tuma,
exactly. All your talking parakeets and whatever, they're all tame. Exactly. Why? Because the Torah is against Lashon Hara. And that's the Rekanti. Okay, I think we covered all my points here. Anything important we need to point out? Right. The Shach clearly writes, I mean, we know this, if you have a proper Masorah, then you never need to check in order to know that it's kosher. Maybe you're Makai in the Mitzvah, I don't know, but certainly you don't have to check. It's always kosher if you have a Masorah. Okay. Let's go on. Gimel. Yesh omrim. Shekol ofshe chartumo rachav. Here's another suggested sign. Okay, I probably should have saved the Rekanti for this one because this comes up later on. And there's another opinion that says if the I think this is called the beak, shechartumo rachav, it's wide. Vikaf raglo rachav kishel avaz. Or it has, I think I would call it a webbed foot. It's wide feet like a goose. V'yadua she'eno dores. Then you know it's not dores. U'mutar ba'achila, and it's mutter to eat it. Okay. You know dores. U'mutar ba'achila. Im yesh lo shlosha simanim begufo. If it has the three simanim. So some say if you have the three simanim, but you're not sure if it's dores, you can check to make sure it's got a wide beak and it's got webbed feet. And then you don't need a masorah, and you know that it's not dores, and it has these three simanim, for sure it's kosher. Im yesh lo shlosha simanim, right, okay, fine. Haga. Now, the Haga continues, v'yesh omrim, She'en lismach afilu alze. The Rama says, we're not somech on this yeshomrim, ve'en lechol shumof ela b'masoret shekiblu bo shehu tahor. And there's no exception, there's no bird. Again, he only uses the word bird. He does not mention chay or behema. There's no, and he doesn't mention it previously. You can only eat a bird if you know that there's a masorah, shekiblu bo shehu tahor. It has to be a positive masoret that it's tahor. V'chein nohagin, and this is the minhag, v'ein l'shanot, and not to change. So it's interesting. Can you use this simanim in gimel with the siman, the two in gimel plus the three in bet to make it kosher? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can without a masoret. According to the Knesset HaGadol and the Pri Chadash and the Maharshal. So those are mostly Spartak, but the Marshal's Ashkenazi. He says you are allowed to be so mechanit, but the general minag for Ashkenazim is not to, just like the Ramah. And the Kaf HaChayim in Ziv Chet Tzedek says the Sfardim also paskin for birds that you need a masara. Okay, here, I'm just going to digress over here for a minute. I'm just going to point out over here, if we look back at the Shach, it's in Pei Aleph. No, I'm wrong. One second. It's talking about the Siman. I think it's Pei, where it discusses Chaya. What's a Chaya versus a Behema? So the Shach says, when it discusses, it's in Seif Aleph, Seif Katan Aleph. The Shach says, when it comes to discussing the differences between a Chaya and a Behema, he says, Lefisha ein lanu ata elama shekiblu b'masoret. We only have what we have by a masoret. Ketzarti. He refers to siman pei bet. So the question is, what does he mean when he refers to pei bet? Because there it's talking about birds. He says ketzarti. I kept it short. So it could be according to the Shach that you need a masorah even for chayas. That's clear. Again, it's unclear what the Shach means. And according to the Chochmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, and many others, the Kaf HaChaim, he's only discussing Chaya. Okay? And the Pri Magadim over there says that the Halacha is not like the Shach, that you only need a Masorah only for birds. So no one discusses behemoths. The Shach makes his statement in the Siman that's making a distinction between behema and chaya for purposes of chelev. And the Chochmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan says it applies to, you need a Masorah for chaya, presumably for the meat, maybe only for the chelev. The Kaf HaChaim is clear, and others, that the whole thing of the Shach and the whole thing of the Chochmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan is only for purposes of to be strict for chelev. It's not even a masorah for a chaya, but some point out that you need to have a masorah for a chaya, not behema, because we don't want people to accidentally end up eating chelev. So that's how it's relevant to here. Okay, the only one that I know that says the Shach is referring to a behema that you need a masara is the Chazon Ish. So I'm going to continue in what we have with time. You know what? We're about out of time. I'm going to, in real short, just do a short sikum of, I guess, we'll talk about turkey and a zebu, but I'll save that for next time. But this was your intro. And you know what? We'll stop because we'll just stop.